Okay, good evening, all. We are up to Mitzvah Dalet, the fourth Mitzvah in the Torah, in Parshas Bo. So we've been a little spoiled thus far because most of the Mitzvahs that we've done so far have been pretty short. There has not been that much text written about them, but you'll see that that pattern is soon to change. So the fourth Mitzvah, as we said, is Kiddush HaChodesh, to sanctify the new moon, to have Rosh Chodesh. So this is all based on the Pasuk of HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim, Rishon Hu Lachem L'Chad Sheyesh Anarei. We have this Mitzvah that was given to the law of Klal Yisrael to sanctify the new moon. Now, so what does the Chinuch say? He says, the mitzvah is l'kadesh chadashim, to sanctify the months, to establish when all the months are. Well, aber shana, and part of this mitzvah is also to add to the months, to have a leap year. Whenever there needs to be a leap year, that we have within our obligation to establish a leap year. And in our case, we know that we establish two others when need be. We establish this extra other, the other shady. Bebeistin gadol b'chachma samach v'arts. Where do you do this? You do it through a very big basin, who is which is a minimum of three men, who is great in wisdom, and they have smicha from Eretz Yisrael, from Israel. We'll get back to that probably tomorrow already, but part of it is they have to have proper smicha from Israel. And also, not only do we just establish the months, but through establishing when the months are, then by nature of that, we also establish when all the festivals will be based on this sanctification. Shenamar, it says, HaChodesh Zalachem, Rosh Chadashim, right? That you should establish that this renewal of the moon shall be for you the beginning of the months. Kolomar, which means, kishetziru chidusha shelavana tikbu lachem rosh chodesh. Right? So what does the actual pasuk mean? That when you see the new appearance of the moon, that you should sort of establish it for your days, for yourself as a day of rosh chodesh. Oh, afilu lo tiruha. So this is an interesting comment that the Chinuch makes. He says, even if you don't see it, right? Even if you don't actually see it, but you can, quote-unquote, see it by calculating when it could be, because even though nowadays we know that our entire calendars are set, but even back in the day, there were two ways to sort of sanctify the new month. You could either have Eden, you could have witnesses come to the basin and say, oh, we have a new month, we saw the new moon, or says that the basin was actually able to calculate it and determine when it would actually be. Right? It was possible, again, to do it based on the calculation. So based on how the Chinuch presents it, you say, oh, so that's great. So it's not just nowadays that we have a set calendar. Even back in the day, they could just calculate it, they had a set calendar. So the truth is that most of the time, they would always do it with witnesses. Every now and again, and in very extenuating circumstances, they might have done it through calculations, but by far and large, they would always do it with Eden. So says the Chinuch as well. So we said you have the mitzvah to sanctify the new moon, but we also mentioned you have the mitzvah to add a leap year, to add an extra month if you need. You have the mitzvah, you have the obligation to make a leap year when need be. Right? This is sort of an underlying obligation within the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Right? Why do we need to do a leap year? Because we need to make sure that all of the holidays are happening in the right time. Right? And this is where the obligation of making a leap year, this is where it all comes from. But despite that, says the Chinuch, we also have other proofs. We have other proofs from the Torah, Yoru al Mitzvah Zayibor, that tell us that we should have a leap year as well, and what are these hints? So says the Chinuch, actually, Pesukim that are relevant for this Friday, right? Of Korban Pesach, right? Back in the Beis HaMikdash, we used to have a Korban Pesach. When did it have to be? So v'hu mashakasa, the Torah says, v'shemarta sechuka hazos l'moada, you have to keep this commandment, you have to keep the commandment of the Korban Pesach, the moada, in its appointed time. When is its appointed time? Around the springtime, around now, so therefore you would have to have a leap year to make sure everything falls out properly. And so it says also with the Korban Pesach, v'chein shamor es ha-chodesh ha-viv, you have to keep this month of the spring, right? And so therefore we know that the Korban Pesach has to be run in the springtime. And if you let the leap year, if you let the lunar year kind of get out of whack, you could end up having Pesach maybe in the winter or something like that. And therefore, since we can never allow such a thing, that's how we know we have to have a leap year based on this commandment of ha-chodesh ha-zalachem, because we know the holidays need to be in the right time. Therefore, we know we need to have a leap year as well. Continues the Chinuch of Inyan ha-mitzvah kain. How do you do this commandment? Well, we do as we explained already, that two Jews who are fit to be witnesses, they come before the Beistin, and they say before the Beistin that we saw the new moon. And based on their testimony, we established the new month. We established Rosh Chodesh. And how do they do it? The Beistin all gets together and they say, today is Hayom Mikudash, that today is sanctified. And that's how they determine it. Okay, we'll stop right here, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with this mitzvah. But like I said, we'll see that all these mitzvahs for the time being are going to be a little bit longer than we saw before. But God willing, slowly but surely, we will get through all the mitzvahs. For now, we will stop right here.